Welcome to Listen in Wonder. Join us as we explore the wonder of who God is and who He has created us to be. Each week, we encourage you to pause, listen carefully for the voice of your perfect Father, and wait to hear whatever He says to you. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
We are really grateful to be here today. This is something new for us. We are excited to just see how this goes. But we're really grateful every fall that the Hills Church creates space for women to gather. And we gather in wonder of who God is and who He has called us to be. This year in 2024, we are exploring the wonder of hearing God's voice. Our team really felt like this was something the Lord wanted us to experience and to take some time to think about. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like to tune our ears and our hearts to our perfect Father? And I think as I started this conversation with the Lord, that He led our team to this idea that if we hear God's voice, it will lead us to obedience and protection, assurance, redemption, just so many things. So we're really excited to be here. My name is Barbara, and I am joined with my friend Jamie today, and we are simply coming together to talk about the experience of encountering God's voice. So I just want to say hello to my friend Jamie. I'm so thankful that she's joining me today in something new. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Barbara. How you doing?
I'm good. She's so excited every time that I get her involved in something new. Aren't you, Jamie?
You always keep me on my toes, Barbara. I'll tell you that. We don't have any random questions this week, do we?
I did not. I can come up with one if you
want. Yes. No. No, we're good.
For those of you who are hearing for the first time, back during the pandemic, Jamie and I were teaching a Bible class in person before the world shut down. And we really felt like it was important that we continue to meet the women where they were. And so we took our study to YouTube. Please do not go look at those videos because that was totally new as well. But every now and then, just to keep things fun, I would throw a random question at Jamie, and her answers never disappointed. Like, I feel like now you have made me want to revisit one. Please.
Please. I beg you.
We have to revisit the one time that I asked you what your favorite movie was, I think.
Not one of my proudest moments, Barbara.
Oh, but you have to tell our listeners, you have to tell them what your favorite movie was.
Well, Three Amigos.
And that totally surprised me out of all the movies in the whole world that Jamie's favorite movie would be The Three Amigos. And not only did you tell me the name, you told me why.
Oh, no, I don't remember. No.
You like sang a whole little lyric from the movie. Oh.
My little buttercup has the sweetest smile.
Oh, my word. And here Jamie still will let me call her into projects that are very unknown.
That questions my wisdom, I think, but I'm here.
I hope all of y'all have a friend that you will let draw you into things, because I'm here to tell you I love getting to spend time with Jamie, actually, and whether we are having fun about movies or funny things that happen to us, one of the things I love about spending time with you is that you sharpen me and I can be fully transparent with you and tell you where my heart is. And so that's why I wanted you to be on this podcast.
The same for me, Barbara. Well, I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I just love that we can share with one another. And so that's what we're here today. We are not experts in any fashion on podcasting. We are not experts in this topic.
But when has a lack of ability ever stopped us?
I don't know. Look how many things we've learned along the way, and we could add to our resume that we couldn't in 2019.
Maybe we could be salsa teachers.
You have not seen me dance.
Well,
you need to ask my jazzercise instructor before you figure out if that's something we can do.
Okay.
But today, we really did want to just spend some time with one another, reminiscing a little And then also encouraging any person that would be listening to this, that we have a Father that loves us, that knows us, that He sees us, and He desires to have relationship with us. Mm-hmm. And relationship means conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you for joining me. I wanted us to just talk about times that we have experienced hearing God's voice. So can you think of a story? Y'all aren't going to be able to see this, but Jamie talks with her hands. So I'm giving you free rein to talk with your hands. But
thank you.
Tell us a story of a time that you experienced hearing God's voice.
Well, I think when I think back to one of the first times I remember hearing His voice, it came as a complete shock to me, a complete surprise. I didn't grow up expecting ever to hear God's voice.
Yeah.
I grew up thinking, being told even, that He spoke through the Scriptures, mm-hmm. and that the time that He would speak to people just directly was in the past.
Mm.
And so I wasn't a person who was going around thinking that God was going to talk to me unless I was just happened to find a verse that meant a lot to me that day. But I can remember being a season of life where someone I love very much was kind of going down a path that I thought was going to lead to disaster. Mm. And I don't know whether it's that I'm the oldest kid in my family or what, but I felt like it was up to me to save her from making this decision. And one day I was just, we had had a long conversation and I didn't feel like I'd moved the marker at all. And I was racing in trying to get ready to go to church because it was back when we had Sunday night services. Mm-hmm. And I'm just rushing around. And in the midst of all of this, I go, Lord, what am I going to do with her?
Mm-hmm.
And immediately the sentence, leave her to me, popped into my head. And it was it was such a shock.
Mm.
I just couldn't get, I was like, what? And the same thought was repeated. And I was like, it was so totally nothing that I would ever have told myself because I was convinced it was my job, you know. It just shook me. I just stopped in the middle of that, and I was like, okay, okay. I knew it wasn't my voice that I heard.
Right.
And I'm really thankful because I took it very seriously and realized that that wasn't going to be my job to be, as Rick would say, there is a Messiah and it isn't me. So a message that I need to hear often.
Well, you know, you've told me that story before, but this time as I'm listening to it, Jamie, I'm thinking how sweet of the Lord that He would give you the phrase, leave her to me, because obviously He wants you to know I've got her.
Yes.
But He's also in that same phrase, like doing something in your heart and in your spirit. And so he had a phrase for you, but it was because He cared about her and He cared about you.
Right, right.
Not just because He was telling you He cared about, you know, this person.
Right.
But also, Jamie, I want you to become more like my son. And so that's going to require that you leave her to me.
That's right. He wanted me to become more like his son. And he wanted her to become more like his son.
Yes.
That she could listen to him and he was her source.
Mm-hmm.
And I could trust him that he had her in his hands.
Oh, man. The number of times that I think the Lord speaks to us because he wants to ask us the question, do you trust me?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Well, I remember a time, and I've told you this story before, but you know, I'm in my 50s. I'm going to say that. I hate saying that, but I'm in my 50s.
You'll always be younger than me, Barbara, so just remember that.
And so our kids are now in their 20s, but when they were in elementary school, and I mean, just the throes of life, like two parents, jobs, responsibility, owning a house, you know, sometimes you just are exhausted every day, yeah. And you're trying to figure out, well, we do need to rest. We know we need to rest, Lord, but we also have to mow the grass. So there was a Saturday that I just felt like I had a really great picture of how Ryan and I needed to spend the day. And then Ryan had a really good idea of how we needed to spend the day, and they were not in alignment. And I remember just coming through the house. He had come back from Lowe's with a can of stain and some paint brushes. We had put in a new fence, and it was really important to him that we protect that fence so that it would last as long as possible. And for me, I don't even remember what my idea was, but it didn't include staining a fence. And so I honestly was so frustrated, and I'm not proud of that. But Ryan goes out to paint the fence, and I march into the kitchen, and I think to myself, I'm going to keep myself really busy with all the things that need to happen inside. And I go fill up the kitchen sink, probably breakfast dishes. And as the sink is filling up with soapy water, I look out my kitchen window, and wouldn't you know, I had a very clear picture to my husband starting to stain this very long fence. And I start talking to the Lord about how frustrated I am. And I do love that about the Lord. I do love that we can come to him
absolutely
with any emotion.
Yes.
And he listens. But I fill up the sink, and I start telling the Lord all the reasons why I was right and how we should have spent the day. And just like you said, here it was not an audible voice, but it was a thought, and it was very clear. And the Lord said to me, go pick up a paintbrush.
Oh.
And because we're friends, I'm going to tell you, I didn't immediately go pick up a paintbrush. I continued to do the dishes, but that only lasted so long.
Yeah.
And so by the time the dishes were done and I was draining the sink, I knew I didn't want to pick up a paintbrush. But if I didn't, then I was going to be disobeying the Lord.
Yeah.
And so I went out in the backyard, and I picked up a paintbrush, and I put some stain in a container, and I went to the opposite side of the fence. And I started staining. And again, I'm still talking to the Lord about my heart, about like whatever it was. And by the time that Ryan and I worked on that fence and got to the middle, my heart had softened so much. And yeah. I was able to articulate to Ryan, this is why I was so frustrated. And I'm sorry, my heart was not in a good place. But we had a really nice conversation there at the middle of the fence. And I know we had a nice evening. Now, all these years later, goodness, that's probably 15 years ago. I think sometimes, what would the trajectory of our marriage had been like if I didn't obey the Lord that day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you know, there's no telling, because we don't know what would have happened after that, but we know it's a step off of the trajectory you wanted to be on. Mm-hmm. And that's how we get off. We just do it one step at a time. Mm-hmm. But what I love about the Lord is that there's always an exit ramp. You can always get back over to where you wanted to be, because he's a God that lets us have many, many chances. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you listened that time. That's so awesome. And I love that you were being honest with him. Mm-hmm. I think too often we have to put our church face on, and we got to try to make him think that we're, you know, feeling right and doing right, which is so ridiculous, as though he doesn't know exactly the thought before we even know it ourselves that's in our mind, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I love that for both of us, when even though there was some correction in what he was telling us, I love how gentle it was. There was no, that's one of the ways I know whether it's the Lord's voice.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Because I think you and I both end up in conversations with people sometimes that they want to hear God's voice. They desire to hear it. And then they're not sure. Just like you and I sometimes have wondered.
Yeah.
But one of the things I think that you and I would tell somebody is, well, what did that voice sound like?
Mm-hmm.
Because we do have two voices, you know, vying for our attention sometimes. So
yeah.
What would you say to somebody if they said, well, I think I might have heard the voice of God, but I'm not sure?
Well, one thing I would tell them is God will speak correction to us,
mm-hmm.
but he never speaks shame. Mm-hmm. And
So what are some words that you think describe God's voice?
I think always loving.
Mm-hmm.
I think no guilt and condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we hear in Romans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
But there is correction.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, I think when the word should is in a thought, that means it's not from God. Because it's usually something you should have done such and such, and it's
so
in the past.
So tell our friends what you learned to do when you heard that.
This is embarrassing, y'all. I wish you could see my finger, but I stick my finger up in the air and give it a little salute thing, and I say, that's a lie. That's a lie.
Stop it right there.
That's right. Stop it right there. I'm not going to listen to guilt and shame.
Yeah.
Jesus, when you look through the New Testament, he talked to lots of people who are making terrible decisions mm-hmm. in their lives, who are caught in sin, and he never says, man, you should be ashamed of yourself. What a failure you are.
Yeah.
That he always is kind and gentle to them.
That's right.
And calls them to something specific.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing that. Come on, you know, you can do it. You don't have to be like this anymore. He says, John 8, you know, what happened to the woman that was brought to him
mm-hmm.
by the Pharisees, and they'd caught her in the act of adultery. And he says, what happened to the woman? Did no one condemn you? And mm-hmm. she goes, no one, Lord. And he says, then I don't condemn you either.
Mm-hmm.
But go and leave your life of sin.
Yeah.
And that's always how God is going to mm-hmm. approach us. He came so that we would have freedom from sin and victory over it.
Yeah, and I always love to remind women, his voice is kind,
it's gentle,
it's firm.
Yes.
At times it's firm.
Yeah.
It's direct, like he gives us direction.
Right.
But anytime you hear a voice that is unkind or
shaming, demeaning,
then that's not the voice of God.
Right.
Right.
When God wants us... when he wants to bring something to our attention that we're doing wrong,
mm-hmm.
it's very specific.
Yeah.
He's saying, you know, like I can remember one time, you know this, that Rick and I waited a long time for children.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to adopt our first two children, and then later on, the Lord surprised us mm-hmm. with a biological child. I begged God for years to have children.
Mm-hmm.
And one season, I had gotten into this bad rhythm of looking forward to the one day a week that I had the afternoon off from parenting. and our daughter Morgan was about 4, and she was following me through the house whining because she was about to go and play with her dad and
mm-hmm.
brothers and at another place, but I was going to go get to work out by myself, which was every mother understands.
Yes.
You know, you're looking forward to that. But she was, why are you leaving? Why, mom? You know, and I kind of had to peel her off of me to get out the door, you know, and I was feeling guilty about it, you
absolutely,
know,
yeah.
And I just get in the car and start and go, Lord, why is it no matter what I do, it's never enough for her? And he goes, and that's how you are too. I was like, oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't condemning me. It was just a very clear,
mm-hmm.
honey, you asked for these kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now you're complaining about
yes.
it, you know, and that's how the Lord
yeah.
takes care of us, and he corrects us, because there was no guilt. As soon as I heard the words, I was like,
yep.
You are exactly right. That's you won't right. be hearing that from me again. Yep. So.
At least not today.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. There is a time limit.
Well, I do think that his voice, you know, it is corrective.
Yeah.
You know, and I also think it's encouraging when
Absolutely.
He knows that there's yeah. something that we need. You know, when our oldest was a senior in high school, and I'm like you, there were times I whined to the Lord about the piles of laundry or, you know, whatever, and then being convicted of, but you asked for these children. And yeah. if you have dirty laundry, then that means you have children who wore those clothes, right? So just being in that season, coming to our oldest about to go to college in another state and figuring out now how to let go. Like, and so my mom had taken us on a trip to Alaska, which is still one of my greatest treasures. And I'd never been to that part of the country. I grew up in Texas, you know, and so being in Alaska, I felt like I was looking at creation through a focused camera lens. And I don't know, it was just stunning to me. Mm-hmm. So my heart is in this place of trying to figure out how to let go, not knowing how to do that. And I'm in this beautiful place. And so we had a day at sea. We were going by this glacier. And I thought, okay, I'm going to get up early and I'm going to get my coffee and my Bible. And I'm going to go out on the deck and read the creation story as the glacier's going by. I mean, it was really just such an incredible experience. And the truth is the Lord already knew the state of my heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so as I wrapped up my Bible reading time, I just sat there and prayed, because it was the last thing we were doing before the college move in.
Yeah.
And I just sat there, and I remember getting so tender with the Lord of, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do this. And I want to let him go, but I don't want to let him go. You know, the Lord patiently listens to all of that. And then I hear this thought, well, I don't really know why you're so anxious. Like, you're not going to college with him, but I am.
Oh.
Like, have you forgotten that he's always going to be in my hands? Have you? And again, what as I really processed that, Jamie, the thought was, do I trust the Lord with him?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Sometimes I think his voice is there to bring encouragement to mm-hmm. what we need, to remind us. You said this earlier about the scriptures. His voice is going to be in alignment with his word.
Yeah.
And so how many times do you hear something
mm-hmm.
and the reason that you know it's God's voice is because mm-hmm. it is
right.
aligned with scripture.
Right. I think that's the first way you measure it, for sure. Is this saying something that the God of the scriptures wouldn't mm-hmm. say? I mean, if that's not what I'm hearing, this isn't God.
Yeah.
And you know, this is a little bit more subjective, but it's usually too good to believe almost, mm. you know, that the things that I've listened to a lot of lies about myself
mm-hmm.
in my life. And I've really tried to learn to recognize those lies with mm-hmm. the Lord's help. And he says a lot better things about me mm-hmm. than the enemy likes to throw those fiery darts.
Yeah.
And so I just am so thankful that God doesn't get tired of telling me the things that he loves.
So too. what is the, like, as of late, what do you think are some of the truths that he's spoken to you about who you are?
You know, probably my greatest, the biggest lie that I have listened to is that I'm a failure, you know, it is one reason, you know, it's not even that I'm a failure in a particular area. I'm just a disappointment, you know, mm-hmm. is what I believe or have believed,
mm-hmm.
but I'm trying not to anymore. I think he, I try to be quiet with him and just spend time with him and ask him, is there anything that he wants to talk to me about, anything he wants to tell me? And we were doing, last October, we had some people come in to work with our missionaries, and I was just lucky enough that I got to be there to have them listen to the Lord. And one of the things they had us do was to just imagine being in a really safe place, as one of the places that you felt the most peace, and imagine Jesus coming to you there. And about a year and a half ago, we had gone to Israel with a group. Mm-hmm. And I just remembered being there on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. And so I just pictured myself being there. And they had had us make a list of all the ugly things that we tell ourselves about ourselves, or listen to the enemy tell us about ourselves. And that already, and they said, okay, now I want you to picture yourself handing this list to Jesus and ask him what he, and just ask him what he wants to do with it. And so I did, and I mean, I've done it before. I've done this exercise before, and it's so many of the same words and everything. And I handed it to him, and he just looked at it and goes, I've seen these before. And I said, I know, I just keep trying to give them away. And he goes, don't worry about it. And I said, are you going to throw them in the lake? He goes, that would make the water too dirty. And there was a charcoal fire over there beside him. And he said, I'm just going to put them in there.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, I mean, just that he was laughing about, I know, yeah, you keep bringing them, that's okay. I'll keep burning them, you keep bringing them, I'll keep burning them. And then I got to ask him what he wanted to say to me. And I don't exactly understand this, but there were several things he said, but the last thing was that I was a strong tower. And it's embarrassing for me to even say that.
I'm so glad you did.
But
because part of it, Jamie, is I think now you get to wait in expectation
for
what that means.
Yeah, that's what I keep, because I keep thinking, Lord, all the scriptures I know, they're telling that you're the strong tower, you know. And what does that even mean? How do I live that out, you know? But see, I think that's part of the whole the whole point is that he wants us to ponder that kind of thing with him, because it's really not, as you know, the mistake I made growing up and many years through my adulthood was thinking that having the right answers was what the Lord was after, and really what he wants is for us to cling to him, to hold tight to his hand and walk with him.
I think what you and I would say is the more we practice, because it does take practice, and the more we listen, what we find out is he really is who he says he is.
Yeah.
And we really are who he says we
right.
are.
Right.
And so I want to say thank you for being so open with us, for sharing some personal, intimate, tender places. And I want to close, Jamie, by unless there's anything else you want to say. Okay. I want to close with this scripture from Psalms 85. And this is, I think you'll agree with me, Jamie, it's 85:8, that this is our desire for the women that might be men or women that may be listening to this, and for every woman that comes to Wonder Conference on September 21st. It says, now I will listen carefully for your voice, and I will wait to hear whatever you say. Let me hear your promises of peace, the message every one of your godly lovers longs to hear. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Jamie. I love you.
My pleasure. It's an honor to be here.